regular or decaf. Back to the Attorney Tom Ganim, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
He's much older.
Here we are. No, we're back. I love it. We are in Fairfield this morning, stop number 5, and we're doing the diner tour at Andrew's Diner. And sitting across from me from the first time is First Selectman Bill Gerber. Now, Bill, you've been on my show many, many times before, but it is very nice to see you across the table. This is so nice.
It is so nice. It's so nice to meet you in person.
I know, right?
And it's great to be at the newly renovated and open Andrew's Diner.
It's gorgeous.
Which is a staple of this neighborhood.
It is. We grew up coming here. We love Andrew's.
Yeah.
In fact, before you leave, I don't know if you saw the bathrooms before the reno, but let me just say that they were very, very tight, and now they are not that way.
I'll make sure to stop in and check.
Yeah, you can have a dance party in there now. Like, that's how nice they are. I'm just saying. They did such a great job.
This whole street is going to be renovated. There's going to be all sorts of new traffic calming measures put in. We're just waiting for UI to finish, or the utilities to finish up their work.
Okay, wait, hold the phone. You mean this four-way Villa stop right here?
Well, Villa Avenue is going to undergo a big, big, complete street. Well, it should have started by now, but we're waiting. Yeah, you can't do it and then have the utilities come and rip up the street. So.
Where in the world is my family? Do you understand? So where my father's office is, they watch that four-way intersection. That is their news. My brother, my husband, my brother-in-law, my father, they all have windows to that four-way intersection. The amount of things they see, the chaos, I'm going to call it that, over the years is like, I don't want to say entertainment to them, but they're definitely like, wow, there's a lot happening here. They are going to be stoked to hear about that.
Well,
update.
They might not be stoked while the construction's going on. But
oh, no, that's entertainment.
The end result will be.
When you work in health insurance, that's the entertainment, let me tell you, watching construction crews.
Well, I have to say, this street, Villa Avenue, was the seed of one of my platforms when I ran. The neighborhood here kept calling me. Well, they were calling around asking for RTM reps to help, help them with their traffic issues.
It's so bad.
A few people had crashed through the stone fence, and they were worried about their kids at the bus stop in the morning. So I took a tour of the neighborhood, and I met some bike ped advocates who told me about Complete Streets and Vision Zero, which I'd never heard of before. This was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And since then, it's been a big part of my platform, my life. We wrote a Complete Streets ordinance, and now we are implementing a whole new way of, hopefully it's going to work, but a whole new way of looking at traffic issues and prioritizing and investing in sidewalks and street treatments to slow people down.
That's huge, Bill Gerber. I mean, and when we talk about Vision Zero, I know this is something I've discussed with Senator Huang, actually, because he was a big part of the safety committee in Connecticut and the importance of Vision Zero. I know it's kind of a municipality, whatever they decide to do. Do we know if we've identified like the troublesome intersections where we're going to be putting those red light cameras, all that good stuff?
As of this week, we do know where the red light cameras are going. Our police have been very, very proactive. So,
wow, Lisa Claire, good timing to have Bill Gerber on. I didn't know you made this decision this week. I tell ya.
Well, it was, this was something we've been talking about.
Oh,
but
for
you do
months.
Need to have an ordinance. So the state law requires you to have a local ordinance, and that is getting written. But our traffic police have identified 6 areas all around schools. And those were just approved by the state this week.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I did not know that. I'm so glad that just so happened to come up in conversation, Bill Gerber. I tell you, off the cuff. I love it. First Selectman of the town of Fairfield. Let's talk about some other things here because there's a lot going on. I did see this. In fact, my producer, Eric, will be so excited that you're talking about this. The Adult Outdoor Fitness Center just opened up. And tell us a little bit about that. It's exciting.
Well, it's really cool. You should go check it out. It is behind the senior center. It is, it's got equipment. It's got weight training equipment and some little obstacle course kinds of things. It was funded half by the ARPA, American Rescue Act funds, the other half by a state grant. Representative Sarah Kitt. I like to say, you walk the hallways and you ask for money, and that's sort of a big part of what representatives do. And she got us, half of the money for that project. And kudos to the prior administration under the American Rescue Act funds that we got. They allocated a piece of it to this finally opened up.
It's so exciting. And we actually have Cindy Bigelow coming on later this morning. So
we did.
So it's perfect. Bigelow Center for Senior Activities. It's right. That's really cool.
I'm sure she will be an awesome guest.
Yeah, she's, she's awesome. Cindy. She's so cool. She's so cool. I love it. We also, this was in my news yesterday. My gosh. Are we sharing a brain, Lisa? I swear. She's not even paying attention to me. We share one brain. This was in my news yesterday. McKinley School. It was only one of like 13 municipalities that's getting some of this money. It's just so cool. The DOT. Yes, the connectivity grant. I was actually going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
So that works out nicely.
Yeah. I mean, a couple days ago, the governor's office informed us that we received a very nice size grant. It was something that we had applied for in the past and didn't get. We tried again and we got it, and it's going to help. We don't know the specific streets. We applied for a number of streets.
Because it was like better access to McKinley, right?
It's for walkability. You know, you're trying to make it safe for the kids to walk to school.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So there are a number of streets that could use it. And now, you know, we don't have all the money to do every street around McKinley.
Right.
So we are going to get started on this, and then we'll do rounds in the future to try to complete the whole thing.
It's exciting. Yeah. I think it's wonderful. Yes, that was literally in my news. I love that. Also, I actually skipped this one, and I wasn't supposed to do that. My apologies. It looks like... Tell me what's going on with Sturgis Road. What's happening there?
That's really exciting.
I was going to say, like his...
But it's not a done deal yet.
Okay. So, what's the deal with it?
The deal is we put in an offer. Mm-hmm. There is a gentleman who owns two properties right next to the Perry's Mill open space.
Okay.
Perry's Mill Pond, where the River Lab is, and if you went to school here, you probably
did. I know the River Lab. Yes, of course.
They're incredibly. The Mill River Wetlands Commission is very, very active, and they are still going strong after all these years. And they store their stuff in Bridgeport. They bring it over. They set it up. They break it down. They bring it back to Bridgeport. These two properties off of Sturgis, they connect, they're literally 10 feet away from the existing trail system.
Wow.
Some of that stuff is like Boy Scout projects where they put in bridges and paths. There's a house on one property and the other property is like it's already sort of it's a parking lot. The gentleman who lives there now parks his equipment there. And when our River Lab buses pull up, they sort of double park next to the entrance, and it's a bit dangerous for the kids to get out and try to run in, you know, and then the parents, there's really no parking. And this will make it much, much safer for that program, but it'll also provide a house that is in very good shape. That
I've
would allow
been in
us
that
to
house.
Have.
It's beautiful.
You've been in that
I've
house.
I've been in that house. I did an exclusive interview maybe a year or two ago
with Juan Velez. If it's the same,
it was with a woman there.
Oh, it could have been prior to this gentleman buying it, but yeah, he wants to sell it to the town. He wants it to go to a good cause, you know. So we're trying to work through the details.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, we'll have programs in there. We'll have microscopes and things like that.
That's so exciting. Yeah. So I'm reading here in the notes that what was approved at the last Board of Selectmen meeting?
So the board.
Oh, the proposal.
The proposal was approved.
Okay.
And the funding was approved. And there is a underground oil tank.
Okay.
And so at the Board of Finance meeting, we put in a clause that would require, I mean, we will remove that and make sure that there are no issues with the tank before we close the deal, as long
That's
as
exciting.
The seller is willing to take that.
That's exciting.
New clause. Yeah.
Keep me posted.
Oh, there's so many.
It's exciting.
So many people have put in for what they want to do there. There's going to be more than we can possibly manage, but you know it will be used all the time.
That's amazing. Well, I can't wait to hear more. I also know that it is a rockin' summer in Fairfield. You guys are the summertime is really, really busy. I know just from growing up here, the summer concert series at the Sherman Green gazebo and Sand Jam movie nights at Jennings Beach. I did not have that growing up.
Oh, that sounds
amazing.
Anthony Calabrese is always looking for ways to for the kids to have fun.
Things fun.
And so they do a number of sand jams. I think there's one next Friday.
Do you like how we keep looking at you, Lisa? If only people at home knew how many times we're looking over at Lisa.
Well, we
just confirm everything.
There are a number throughout the summer, and I think the most recent one has been delayed because of rain. So the schedule's off a little bit, but they go down, they watch, you know, they dance. There's usually a there's music beforehand, and
awesome.
The kids dance on the beach, and then
so
they watch
cool.
a movie. Yeah, yeah.
So do you guys have, like, the lineup of everything happening on the Fairfield website?
It is.
Okay.
So on the Fairfield Parks and Rec, you know, they have all the information about the sand jams. We have also the happenings at the gazebo. We've got the summer concert series, which, you know, every week, twice a week. Usually there's something happening midweek and on the weekends. And we also have the Pequot Library book sale. I believe that is next weekend. I will be firing the cannon. So it's one of the reasons I ran is because I wanted to fire the cannon.
I'm gonna be honest with you, here's why I'm running the town of Fairfield. I just want to fire them. Is that a requirement? Like, wait, I grew up in Fairfield. I feel like you have to be the first selectman to fire the can. Is that a thing? Can we change that town ordinance?
Well,
I feel like if you lived in Fairfield, like if you're a Fairfield native, you should be able to fire the cannon at least once.
I disagree because I'm not a native. So.
No, you're the first electman. First electman obviously get to do it. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. How do I get on the list of firing the cannon? I want to do that. Let's talk. Let's figure that out.
Yeah. Well, we can.
Bill's like, I'm on the spot.
No,
you're
if
making
you want,
me
we can jointly fire the cannon. But I will definitely have my hand on at least half of the.
Here's the thing, Bill Gerber. I love your enthusiasm. Here's the thing. I'm one of five kids. The one thing I learned is that nobody wants to share something like that. So we're not going to share it. I'm not going to steal your thunder. I just want to figure out how I can do it at some point. So if we can work that out.
We'll talk to Pequot.
Cool.
Maybe we can have.
We'll work that out.
Once a week, a cannon fire.
There you go. For whatever reason, just firing
but
off
you gotta
the cannon.
You got to pay for that.
Oh, okay.
Fundraising.
We'll work it out. I am so glad to finally meet you in person,
nice
Bill Gerber.
To meet you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.